In today's joint news conference with President Putin, President Bush also said this.
Russia is building its market economy, opening new opportunities for both our countries. I'm impressed by the level of entrepreneurial growth here in Russia. It's a significant achievement. It's a testimony to the leadership of Vladimir Putin.
Well, for a second and third opinion of that diagnosis, we now turn to two observers of the Russian economy, Anders Osland of the Carnegie Endowment and Marshall Goldman of both Wellesley College and the Davis Center at Harvard. Welcome to both of you once again.
Thank you.
Thank you.
First, Marshall, is Russian entrepreneurial growth impressive? And if so, does Vladimir Putin deserve any credit?
Well, it's certainly more impressive than it was before, but you should recognize that only about 10% of the Russian GDP comes from small business. And that's much lower than it would be in other countries, not to mention the United States, where it's about 50%. So what you have are these, what we've come to call oligarchs. And in a sense, they're entrepreneurial, but not the way we like to think about it.
There has been a great economic growth in Russia recently, and certainly in the last decade. Does Putin deserve any credit for the past couple of years' growth?
Well, the growth has taken place beginning about 1999 after a very significant financial collapse in 1998. And being there, yes, because if things were bad, we'd blame him for it. So in a sense, he gets credit. But the growth begins actually before he takes over as prime minister and subsequently as president. And much of the growth is due primarily, I would argue, to the very significant increase in energy prices and also to the devaluation of the ruble, which has made Russian products very cheap and imports to Russia very expensive, which has then provided an opportunity for Russian manufacturers to step in. And that is primarily the source of growth, as far as I'm concerned.
Anders Osland, are you favorably impressed with what's happening in the Russian economy and with the growth of entrepreneurialism there? And do you think that Vladimir Putin's leadership has anything to do with it?
Yeah, sure. What we have seen in Russia for the last 3 years is an average growth of 6.5% a year. And this doesn't happen just by chance. I think that this is primarily an effect of a massive financial crash in 1998 that made everybody, including Vladimir Putin, serious. So what we see today in Russia is a strong sense of economic rationality. If something is seriously wrong, it has to be adjusted. Of course, Russia benefited from higher oil prices and devaluation, but also the budget deficit, which was chronicled, has been sorted out. Large enterprise subsidies taken away. All these payments done, which were not in money, have been done away with. So we have seen big reforms.
And the power of the oligarchs, of whom Marshall Goldman has spoken?
Well, they have been disciplined. It's right that it's primarily the big enterprises that dominate in Russia now. You can say that they have about 30-40% of industrial production, but they are shaping up. They do something good.
If I can just crystallize a bit of what the two of you said, and then let me hear from you if I have found a point of difference between you. I hear Anders Osland saying the great crash, the collapse of the ruble, led to some real serious thinking in all parts of the Russian economy, and people are showing more discipline today and everyone's being more sensible. Marshall Goldman, you're saying more coincidentally, for reasons extrinsic to the Russian economy, the price of oil went up worldwide, and that's gotten them through the past couple of years in good shape.
I think that's a fair analysis. What is happening now is that as inflation is beginning to take its toll on the very cheap ruble, some manufacturers in Russia are beginning to complain that they're losing their advantage. Imports, indeed, right after the collapse, fell 50%. Now they're going up at a rate of about 20% and impinging on that new growth. And they still haven't addressed the issue, as I say, of honesty. There's a firm in Ohio, for example, called Sawyer Research, which went to Russia, to town near Vladimir, began to work a quartz factory, only to discover that once it was up and operating and making money, the local governor seized it. The same thing happened with a Canadian oil firm called Norrex. Until they can address those issues, making it safe to deal, it's going to be very difficult to attract foreign investors until they can address the rules of the game, until the Russians will agree, or the businessmen, not so much Putin, but the businessmen will agree to play by the rules. And so far, that's been very slow in coming.
Anders Åslund, you seem to think it's been pretty. There's been a lot of progress. Things have been going fast.
Yeah, there has been a lot of progress. But of course, Marshall is right. It's the big enterprises that are moving on. You need to be able to manage the regional administrations, not only the local administrations. And mainly this is big Russian enterprises who know to do that, neither foreigners nor local small Russian companies.
Well, thanks to both of you for talking with us about this.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Anders Åslund is with the Carnegie Endowment in Washington, and Marshall Goldman is at Wellesley College and the Davis Center at Harvard.